So last week, we were talking about confession, and I was teaching on confession, and I had a whole lesson set up for it. And one of the things I always talk about is that I don't have some crazy wild story, wild testimony, like, you know, I wasn't beaten, raped, and, you know, this and that. I don't have anything like that. I have other stuff. But it's not one of those stories that, like, you know, reach out and grab you that make TV movies or anything like that. But God was telling me something last week. He goes, Irene, you do have a story. One of the things was that I had a secret. Not a secret in me, because I had come to a place of confession about this secret that I carried for years and had a lot of guilt over it. But I had a secret on the island. And I already knew that I wasn't going to say it with this microphone, because when she said it was being taped and all this, I did not want to do that. I did not want people to know. I did not want people to judge me. But last week, as well as this week, and one of the devotions that I do, it was telling us, you know, all throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament, God talks about setting ourselves apart, being consecrated to Him. And says God's invitation is always the call to be set apart from something and set apart to Him. And in 1 John 1:8-9 is one of my favorite verses. It says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us all our sins and purify us all from all unrighteousness. So for years and years and years, I kept this little secret. I kept it from my husband. I kept it from everybody. Nobody knew it. And one night, I was in church. Actually, it was our Tuesday night group that was like this. Ours was really big. And they did something different. They had like a prayer. I don't even know what they called it, a vigil or something. But they had a cross set up over here. They had a confessional booth over here. They had something set up over here, like these stations. So you can go and pray or ask for a prayer or whatever. And I was there with my husband, my ex-husband, but all of a sudden God was just telling me, Irene, you need to say, you need to confess this to somebody. Because that's what it says in the Bible. It just, when we keep it inside of ourselves, it rots in us. It holds us down. It starts becoming almost like a gangrene in us, because we lie to ourselves. We try to hide it. We pretend it's not there. And then we try to go on our merry life going, oh yeah, I'm good, you know, and it doesn't work that way. It would affect me in all different ways. It affected me in my relationship with my loved ones, and because it changed my character, because I didn't want to believe that I did that to myself. And last week so now that you're here, there's all new people, and I said it already last week, I thought, okay, good, I'm good, you know, I already said it, and but God was telling me to continue, because we're talking about admitting our sins. And so I needed to say it again. I'm not ashamed anymore, because God has forgiven me from that guilt. So it's just, I was afraid of people judging me, especially my family that's here that don't know, and others that are here. So go back a couple years when I was in this service, I go up to the confession area, and there's chairs set up, and there's these women sitting there praying with people and stuff. So I'm walking around. God's telling me, come on, Irene, you got to go over here. So I go over here. And the only chair that's open is with this one gentleman that I know. And we're not real friendly or anything like that. And I'm looking at him going, oh, no, you got to be kidding me. You want me to confess to him? He's one of the pastors. And I thought, oh, great. So I went to him. And I sat down. I got to tell you, I never felt so not judged, if that makes sense. So I had to tell him, and I did. And what I'm going to say now, and it's something that I said last week, and I'm saying it now, I felt that I had committed the ultimate sin because I had abortions. And I'm very pro-life. I'm very anti-abortion. I believe in life. But I did it because of the place in my life where I was at. Before that, it was very easy for me to judge somebody else, because I didn't have that in my life. sorry. Very easy to say when you're not walking in somebody's shoes, don't do that. That's wrong. Don't do that. Don't, you know, pray about it. Don't do this. Don't do that. Until I had to walk in those shoes. And here I am sitting there telling this pastor that, and he was so loving and so compassionate. I'm not comparing him to Jesus or anything, but I almost felt like I was sitting at his feet. And it just, I felt like I bled everything out. I felt emptied. You know what I mean? And I felt so refreshed and just like, and I immediately went over after he prayed with me, I went over to where they had communion. And I've taken communion a lot of times, but I've never felt so filled up with the love of Jesus, but the forgiveness and the relief that came out just from me telling him. Now, mind you, my husband was there. I didn't tell him. So I left there feeling that way with God, but I didn't tell anybody else. I was good. I'm good. I can do this. I did it. I made my confession. It's like going to the priest, you know. I grew up Russian Orthodox, so I know all about that. You go to the priest, you confess, and you're all good. So I felt that was all good. So going along my merry way, I'm teaching different classes, grief recovery and everything, and I was getting ready to teach another class, and my counselor slash teacher slash pastor comes up to me and goes, Irene, we're having another class. We're starting a new one, and I'd like you to take it before you, I want you to lead it. So I want you to take it first. I said, okay, fine. It was called Forgiven and Set Free. It was designed for women that had abortions. Okay. I thought, I can do this. You know, what happens? I'm a very honest person, and here God is just really telling me, I need to talk about this. Because even though I felt that presence from God, that forgiveness, by not talking about it, by burying it, it was never dealt with. Once I went through that class, and it hurt really, really bad. It was like somebody taking a knife and literally gutting me to talk about my babies. That I had done that by choice. And the shame and the guilt and the condemnation from the church and my family. Don't forget my family. And my husband and my kids. But I was surrounded by other women who have done this and had it. And that really helped. The point I'm getting at is by gutting it like that and literally ripping my insides out, I was able to expose that part of me that was hiding and lay it out there for God. I mean, he already sees it. He knows. But for other people, because it says in James to confess to one another. Why? Because so we can build each other up. How can I help you if I don't know what's wrong with you? If you tell me, oh, I'm fine, I'm good, you know, how can I help you? But if you come to me and say, I have had this, I've did this, whatever, let's talk about that. Let's get down to the bottom of it. Let's pray about it. Walking alongside those women walking alongside me brought that to a surface, and I was able to forgive myself. I was able to tell my husband. I was able to tell my daughter, which really eventually led me to actually, they asked me to do a cardboard testimony in our church, which is you write on a piece of cardboard what you were before and what Jesus did for you and afterwards, and you kind of flip it around. They have a bunch of them on YouTube. And I did it. I stood up in front of my church, and I actually wrote those words that I felt those, you know, bound by those chains of sin because of the abortions. Those, they chained me up. Didn't chain anybody else up, but chained me up. But because of my confession and to be able to receive Jesus' forgiveness, I'm free. I'm free from that bondage. And going through that, I want to share that with other people, because anybody can be free from the bondage that they're in, whatever it is. I thought mine was so bad that it can ever be forgiven. No sin, no addiction, no anything is so bad that it can't be forgiven. And the best part is the freedom and the healing that comes from after you gut yourself out. And it's painful. That's why, again, I said it last week, that's why these pews are empty. People don't want to face the reality of the things that are buried deep inside of themselves. But once you do that, the freedom and the healing on the other side of that is so worth it. It's hard for me. If my family hears this, they don't know. It hasn't, that time hasn't been done yet, been made yet for me. But it's time for me to start coming out so I can walk along, you know, alongside somebody else. When people think, oh, you know, you're not a Christian if you've had an abortion, how can that be? And when they told me 1 out of 4 women in our church has had an abortion, I went, what? You mean spiritual Sally over there? You know, she's, everybody's got something. And everybody thinks theirs is worse and God can't forgive that. But there is nothing so bad that you can't, God can't meet you. There's no addiction strong enough that you can't be freed from. And that is my admission. That is my admission here. And you know what? It's not just because I want you to think that, oh, you know, I'm that pat on the back, whatever. It's not about that. And it's not about you guys, or it's about me. It's about my freedom. And now I feel lighter that I can walk around town not having that on my head, because I wasn't going to do this. You know what? My sister finds out, and because I will tell her, okay. You know, am I afraid she's going to judge me? That's not my problem. God's the ultimate judge. Not my family, not my church peeps, not my work peeps, nobody. And I don't have to worry about that, because I've been set free by the ultimate judge and forgiven. And that's the best part of it. So study your little things here, because these questions are really, really important. And find somebody to talk to about it, because you don't want to go through anything by yourself. That's why we have the meetings and stuff. We weren't meant to do this alone. So anyways, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.